This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show. Broads in for Ike, Spike, and Fritz for this final hour of the week. It's a football Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Big Tanner McKee Day on Sunday. Big Tanner McKee Day. Are you comparing what he does to Jalen? That's what we're trying to figure out all throughout today's program. 215-592-9494. Real quick, though, speaking should be easy. Happy hour. That's right. Sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through the month of January. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. All right, with that, let's go to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With the deep-throated Mr. Nichols.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
What I have for you today, let me just start by saying I love to hate on things.
Okay.
I do love to hate on things. I love to just like nitpick something. Some say that I'm the biggest hater. I hate the way that people walk. I hate the way that people talk. I hate the way that people dress.
Uh-huh.
So, what I have for you today is the top five newer things that I hate. These are things within the last, like, 5 to 10 years that have become very apparent and very popular that I cannot stand. Two honorable mentions real quick. Number one is the Twitter search feature. When you try to find something on Twitter, like you're trying to find a clip for a show and then you can't find it and you come, it gives you nothing. It gives you videos and pictures you're not even looking for. It never works. I could type in your handle. I could type in Broads81 and you won't pop up. It's the most aggravating thing in the world.
Thanks for the shout out.
Of course. My second honorable mention is anything AI related. I could do an entire top five.
Well, hold on. I just used that for my, well, no, I didn't, but
I was going to say, that was real.
That was real. Me and Jalen high-fiving at the top of
that was real.
Center City buildings.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't real, I happened to maybe use AI. How dare you?
Well, it was real, so it's fine.
That's fair. Okay.
But most AI things, I cannot stand. I think it's terrible and lazy. But getting to the real list, my number five, top five new things that I hate, Uber Eats and DoorDash and those type of apps. Because, is it convenient? Yes. But when you go to order a pizza or a sandwich and it's $15, it's $18, How does it get to be $35? What are these fees that I'm paying for? Yeah, you got a tip. I understand the tip. But what are these fees? What is this service fee that you're charging me? What is this delivery? Why is there a delivery fee? That's what I'm tipping you for. I can't stand all the fees. I can't stand how expensive it is. So I rarely use those apps. And even when I think about it, I'm like, I'm just going to go to the store and pick it up. Unless it's something that it's so far away that I have to get it delivered. But I can't stand just when they add on these fees and you get a $20 meal turns into $42.
Yeah, you're better than me because I definitely use it. But I will say there are times where I add everything up, I see it, and I go, nah, it ain't happening. And then I'll try something else and then to wiggle it down to $28 instead of $48. So
yes.
I do understand the fees do rack up, but I'll just maneuver through. Maybe I'll take off, like, all right, I won't get the fries. I won't get the onion rings. Yeah, right. I'll find a way to get it to a comfort level for me. But you're right. Those fees just add up
out
of nowhere,
insane.
Man.
You don't think it's going to be that crazy. Like, you get a sandwich and fries, and you think it'll be $25 at the most, and then you're paying $40. It makes no sense to me. It makes me so mad every single time. I'm like, you know what? I'm not even hungry anymore. I don't need it.
Yeah, they eat like Fruit Loops, and you're going, damn, this is not a pizza.
Got to think of fruit snacks and call it a night.
Welch's.
My number four is any live-action remakes of the Disney movies. I have no time for them. I have no idea why they're so popular. I do not care about them. I'd rather just watch the originals. Like, there's a new live-action Moana movie coming out. Moana just came out 10 years ago. You're already doing a live-action remake of it? The second animated one just came out. If I wanted to watch The Lion King,
I love that one.
I'm gonna watch the animated Lion King.
Nah, I could do both.
The live action remakes are so boring.
Now, I'm not a big. Listen, the last time I watched a movie was 1926.
Fair.
That's how much I don't go to movies. But recently, it's funny you bring this up because now with the kids, Disney Plus, this and that, you scroll around a little bit. I've stumbled upon, I didn't even know it was a thing, to be honest with you. The Lion King live remake. I didn't even know that's what it was called. I'm just assuming that's what you're referencing now.
Yep.
I can do it.
I can do it.
Now, again, I'm not a movie guy, they're too long. But they're just too long, dude. They're too long. I'm out. They're too long. I got better things to do. 2.5 hours sitting there and, you know, hands down my pants. What are we doing? Come on.
Just any movie you're out on?
Out. Maybe, you know, you can get me with a few. The Sandlot.
Okay.
Mighty Ducks D2.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yep. And then
Miracle.
Yeah, but that's too real. You know what I'm saying? That's too serious.
Okay.
It moves you emotionally.
Do you have a favorite movie?
Yeah,
have
The Sandlot. My favorite movie of all
time. That's your favorite movie of all time?
It's the best.
How many movies have you watched in the last 6 months?
None. I just told you I haven't watched a movie since 19... I didn't make that up.
1926?
Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't watched a movie. Years.
Really?
Years. What am I going to watch?
There's plenty to watch.
No. Why? When? Who? Huh? I got things to do, and I got games to watch.
Well, that makes sense, but there's nights that there are no games.
I watch The Kardashians with my wife. Love it. Reality TV. I watch Jersey Shore every night.
All right. Okay. There had to be something.
Yeah, no, I've been selling Sunset. Have you seen these women selling houses on Sunset?
They're selling Sunsets?
They're selling houses.
They're selling houses on Sunset.
Google selling Sunset during the break and get back to me. That's what I'm watching.
All right. I'll check out selling Sunset houses and I'll let you know.
No, movies kind of. Dude.
No time for live action remakes.
Okay.
My final statement on that. My number three. I don't know how specific this is for other people, but I can't stand whenever the pickleball people and the pickleball courts take over the basketball courts.
My mother is a pickleball lady. It's all she does. And my mother-in-law. I am anti-pickleball community.
If pickleball people are playing on tennis courts, fine. Whatever. If I'm going to play basketball somewhere, outdoors, indoors, whatever, and I see a net put up for pickleball and I can't play basketball there because of pickleball, it enrages me like nothing ever has. You can't go somewhere else. There's plenty of tennis courts out. Go to the tennis courts. You don't need to take over the basketball courts for this. I think this all stems from when we had the pickleball sessions in middle school. We do it for like a week.
You had pickleball in middle school? Dude, what are you, 15 years old? Well, I just feel like pickleball just came out like a year ago.
That's why I'm so confused that it's such a big thing, because we played it in middle school back in like 2013, and it stunk. Nobody liked it back then. It was just like, it's like, all right, I'd rather play tennis or ping pong. I don't want to do this in-between thing. I'd rather do one of those or just play basketball. But we're playing pickleball, and it's terrible. Whenever you roll up somewhere and you see a net up right in between the basketball courts, right at half court, I can't stand it. And it's this new sport that just happened after the pandemic, and it's so easy to play, and it's so popular, so fun. I'd rather play basketball.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch people play basketball.
Here's
I have
my
no
issue
time
with
for
it.
Pickleball.
Here's my issue with the pickleball community. It's all they do. Like, you can't just enjoy pickleball. You have to have a pickleball mug, a pickleball hoodie, a pickleball t-shirt, your pickleball in the back of your car. I got to sign up at 10 o'clock to beat out everybody else who wants to play pickleball. I got reminders set on my phone. I got pickleball on Saturday. Then Monday I got pickleball. And then Tuesday I went with my trainer to help me with pickleball. And then why is it everything they do? It becomes who you are. Get a real life outside of pickleball.
I can't believe pickleball is still a thing. Now, I will say, all due respect.
You have fun with it?
No, pickleball champion Nick Foles. Respect for Nick Foles. But outside of him, I have no time for pickleball. If I see it take over one more basketball court, just build your own courts. If it's so popular and everyone wants to play it so bad, build your own courts.
Good point.
By all means.
Good point.
Why are you still taking over basketball courts?
Okay. I'm with you.
I can't stand it. My number two, QR codes for menus at restaurants.
Ooh, that's good.
I'm not scanning the QR code, because then if it doesn't load, then I'm angry. And I'm already hungry, so then I'm hangry. And it's even worse. Give me a menu. Give me a physical menu that I can look. I can flip it over. Oh, there's nothing on the back. I'm an idiot. I'll flip it back on the other end. I don't need to scan a QR code and connect to your Wi-Fi.
I'm at Denny's.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude.
Yeah,
I'm at Denny's.
I don't need a QR code for this. I don't need to go down different tabs to find the appetizers. If I want to order the cheesesteak egg rolls, I don't want my phone to be loading for 35 seconds to make sure you have the cheesesteak egg rolls. Just give me a menu.
Yeah.
How hard is it to have a regular menu? The cure, oh, you got to scan it for what we have on tap, and then you have to scan it for the desserts. Just give me the menus.
Yep. That's a good one. And I also, you know what I like sometimes? How about you scrap the menu, and then you get the placemat thing as the menu.
It's a dual threat.
Right. I don't even need you to hand me these physical copies of these laminated pages that probably stink.
I don't need anything fancy.
Right. Give me a piece of paper with the local realtor on the top left.
Yes.
There you go. The investment company on the bottom right. Oh, by the way, you can have a chicken Caesar wrap for $8.99.
Mm-hmm.
That's simple.
It's a good price.
It's a damn good price.
I don't need anything fancy. Give me that. Give me a real menu that I can read off. I don't need to open my phone for it and scan something. It takes me to your website, and then your website doesn't load, or it's impossible to navigate.
Yep.
I don't need to do that. It's extra hassle when I'm already there, most likely hungry, and annoyed that I'm that hungry. Just want to get my food efficiently.
Yeah, I like it. That's good. And then what if one person's phone's dead and you got to wait for the other person? Here's my phone.
I can't get it. You can use mine.
Come on.
It's awful.
Yeah,
if
it's
all
a good point.
Menus, we'd all be much nicer people.
That's right.
That's my conclusion.
But why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My number one, and I've had this gripe for a long time, and it's never going to go away. I cannot stand, I despise, and will always hate the electric bikes and the electric scooters on the roadways. Why are you doing 40 miles an hour on a bike and you're flying through the red lights? You're on a scooter. You are on an electric scooter doing 50 going through the red lights on the sidewalks. Who is allowing these things? Why are you on the roads? Why do I see teenagers driving these things? They're 40. They're going 40. They are flying down the road. I'm sitting at the red light, and I see one zooming past me. And I'm making a turn, and one's zooming past me. I nearly take them out on their electric bike. Get a real bike, number one. And also, I'm not really a huge fan of the real bikes on the roads. I get annoyed at them, too. But the electric bikes are so much worse, because you're flying. You're going at the speed of traffic, but you're not obeying any of the rules of the road. Either get on the sidewalk and slow down, or just follow the rules of the road. Stay behind me. Don't fly past me at a red light. Get a real bike, or get a car, or walk. I cannot stand them. The electric scooters and the bikes, they're going everywhere, even in the neighborhoods. I'm seeing kids fly down them, but then I see someone delivering food flying down it too. We either need an age limit on these things, or a speed limit, or something. I cannot stand them.
All right, so I just don't have that much of a personal reaction with these or interaction.
I'm just driving in the city neighborhood. I'd see them all the time, and every single time they make me mad.
I've seen them in the city, obviously, but I'm a South Jersey guy. I drive in, we hit the parking garage, I leave, I'm back on 76 within 4 seconds of a turn. So I just don't have that many interactions with the bike, but I can totally see where the frustration comes in because, you know, you're driving your car, your truck, whatever, and you're trying to make a left-hand turn and this guy's just buzzing through. That could create something terrible happening.
Yeah, and like, it's so weird because they think they're in their own little world.
Yeah, they're better than you.
Yeah, you don't belong on the sidewalk with the people walking and riding the real bikes, but then you're not like a car, so you can just kind of do that little medium.
The real bike people are sometimes problematic too, though.
That's what I mean. They're problematic, but the electric bikes are worse because they're flying and you don't see them as much, but they're still going at the same speed of traffic. So the thing with the turn thing has happened to me, almost happened to me, a couple of times. I'm making the right-hand turn or the left-hand turn, and someone on these bikes is just flying up behind me, so I gotta wait for them. And no, they're just gonna go right by me, even though I'm in the right turning lane. They should be in the left lane going straight, but they don't care about the rules of the road. I can't stand it.
That's fair.
A minor, I guess, an honorable mention to the normal bike people. Also annoyed at them whenever they're actually in the road the same lane as me, but they're right in front of me and they won't move, so I just gotta wait there.
Oh,
it's like a 45. I'm doing like 20.
Oh, just worst. Just the word. Yeah, but, come on, dude.
Yeah, just the electric. I can't stand it.
All right, well, that was a good top 5 and 5. I respect your 5. That was good work by you. All right, 215-592-9494. Appreciate everybody's patience. Let's go back to the phones as we talk about Tanner McKee. And if you're going to be judging him or comparing him to what we see in Jalen Hurts every week this season. I'm not wasting 1 second of my time comparing. But what say you? Let's go to Abdul in West Philly. What's up, Abdul?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
All right, first I want to check the guy who was talking about a window of opportunity. The term window of opportunity as far as winning the championship doesn't apply to a team who is the current champion. That applies to a team that's trying to get over the hump, like the Baltimore Ravens and the Buffalo Bills. Their window of opportunity is closing. And as far as the percentage-wise, who like Hurts and who want the other guy to start, that's like talking, having a conversation with someone who is mentally disturbed, and you are elaborating in a conversation with them that's taking you down the rabbit hole. So what you do with that is you give them yes and no answers so they know that you're not going to involve yourself in the conversation with them. Now, with Hurts, out of all the quarterbacks we had on the Eagles, some of them got different records. But Hurts got two of the records none of the other ones got. He's the only one ever been led this team to two Super Bowls. He's the only quarterback to ever throw two receivers 1,000 yards in the same season. Jaworski had Quick and Harold Carmichael, didn't do it. McNabb had Jackson and Macklin and didn't do it. And he had T.O. and, you know, another guy had Jeffries and Troy Holt on the side and didn't do it. But now another fact is, yes, and I know that's back in the past and you can't live on the past, but we are still playing the same type of football that we was playing last year. Last year, when after we beat the Green Bay Packers and the Fox panel was doing their wrap-up of the game, they said, man, the Eagles ain't going far if this offense doesn't improve. You know what? The next game we played the Rams, Jalen Hurts didn't throw one touchdown. He ran for one.
Yes, he did.
And Saquon ran for two. And he got 6 points off of two turnovers. So the same formula is still the same thing, the defense and our offense not turnover. And then in the championship game with Washington, he only threw one touchdown pass, and he ran for three, and Saquon ran for three, and the other guy, Shipley, ran for one. And we had four turnovers and got 28 points off of that. But getting back to the Green Bay playoff game and the Rams playoff game. And the Green Bay playoff game, he threw the ball 21 times for, I believe, he was 15 for 21, 131 yards, and two touchdowns. One of the touchdowns came from a turnover that we got in the beginning of the game from a kickoff return that he only had to throw 15 yards because we had got the turnover inside like the 10. And then the next game against, I believe it was the Rams. Was it the Rams? He only threw the ball like 20 times.
Yeah, that was the snow. And Abdul, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. That was the snow game. Now, I lean towards being more optimistic than not. The one point on that Abdul brought up that I feel can deserve some pushback is the only difference, though, between that's a big difference. I don't want to diminish it, but like last year's team had one of the most historic run games of all time. This year, they're really struggling to open up lanes in the run game, whether it's the workload of Saquon last year factoring in, whether it's the offensive line not being able to produce the same amount of holes and things of that nature and block the same way. But you don't have that same comfortability with the run game. Now, where I do agree with Abdul is, listen, it could take a game in the playoffs and then you're playing high-quality football again. There is something about the DNA of this group where the second the moment gets big, the second we're ready for, you know, a postseason run, they elevate. They elevate. They seem to have that type of, mentality. So I wouldn't be shocked. I'm not telling you it's definitely happening, but I wouldn't be shocked if they go into the playoffs, have an okay wild card round, a better divisional round, and then they look like a different team in the NFC Championship where they really play well. That wouldn't shock me. Because I know it's in there. It's just they can't figure out consistency. So what we want and what we think they can be is in there. We've seen flashes of it. We just haven't been able to get it consistently enough. But if we can get a flash in a divisional round in an NFC Championship game after an okay wild card round, and then you kind of have a coin flip Super Bowl type of situation where, you know, well, at that point, you just got to win one damn football game. It's not the most surprising thing ever. It is in there. We're just struggling to figure out how to get it out. That's all. All right, Chris in Dover. What's up, Chris?
Rhodes.
What up?
You, man, you up.
Oh, that's right. What's going on?
Hey, listen, I got Luke, great top five at five there. I got one. Can I add a quick one?
Sure.
Of course.
Everybody wants a goddarn tip these days. There ain't nothing more annoying when that thing comes up, no matter whether you go in to pick up something, where one of the, you're going to pick something up. Why should I be tipping somebody?
Yeah, they flip the screen inside. Over.
That is a good one.
They flip the screen over. Yeah. That's why when I go to Starbucks now, I pay with my app. Because if you pay with your card, then they hand you it. They stare at you. It's like, you know what? Just scan this damn thing on the phone so I don't have to deal with it.
Exactly. They tell me that's not the worst.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It probably should have been up there. Listen, I could do like eight more of those new things that I hate. So, sure? You know.
Yeah, I just wanted to add one to it, man, you know, while we're on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, Hurts, I still don't get over the hate and the talk and the different opinions. I get it. We all have different opinions. That's what makes the world go around and talk radio, right? But this guy – I'm told this before. I'm a Pittsburgh fan, man. I wish the Eagle fans and my friends were in my shoes. I'm still looking for a quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger retired.
Well, you got one, Aaron Rodgers. Come on, man. What? You still got a shot?
We got a shot.
Come on, Mike Tomlin, baby.
He's always got a 500 record. That's what he lives on, man. 500, 18 years in a row, man. It's great. And one and done in the playoffs the last 9 years. But anyway, getting back to not that topic, please.
Sorry.
Hey, listen, he's been to two Super Bowls, won one, a play away from winning another one. This doesn't happen. This is two Super Bowls in 3 years and won one. Brady, Mahomes, all right, then who else, man? This doesn't happen. This guy is a winner. The bottom line is, in my opinion, you tell me if I'm wrong, the offensive line, it's not Kevin Petula, it's not Jalen Hurts. The line has struggled all year. Lane Johnson, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame, no doubt about it, first-time ballot. He's been out more than he's been in. He's been hurt. Juergens. The other guy on the other side had been hurt all year. Jordan Mulata self-proclaimed himself. How many Mondays have I heard him say, man, we're just waiting to hit that one block.
Yeah.
Finish it.
Yep. He says it every week.
He's had a terrible year, man, and he's healthy. Dude, the line, I don't care what team it is, it starts up front on the offensive line and the D line. That's why the Eagles have drafted and traded and free agencies, and why they've been so successful. They focus on both sides of the football. And that's the problem. So this week, they're getting a rest week. I think the two seeds important, but I think the rest is more important in this situation.
It definitely is. No, you're right. And Chris, the only thing I would say on the line front, and thank you, Chris, I appreciate it, is you mentioned it's line, it's not KP, it's not Jalen. Look, Jalen, you can criticize. He hasn't been his best, right? But if I had to order those three, I think the O-line and Kevin Petula, I'd have to really figure out which one I feel is the bigger problem. I really do believe Kevin Petula is absolutely lost. Schematically, play design, play calling, you know, people don't like to go that route because they think it's an easy thing to point at. It's an easy thing to blame. But I really do believe that it's incompetent at times. Like, legitimately NFL incompetent. Because when you go three and out this much, And you may think it's more offensive line than it is KP, and that's why they're going three and out, because Saquon's getting stopped behind the line of scrimmage, and then it's second and 12 because they can't hold their blocks, and Cam Jurgens is having a rough year, and then it's third and 12, and, you know, maybe. But I tend to believe that when you're coming, and I forget the exact number. I'm going to look for it because I bookmarked it, but it was something along the lines of since 2012, the Eagles are going, they're the ninth worst offense when it comes to three and outs with a total of 480-something teams. So the ninth, you're telling me Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert deserve to be at a clip where they're the ninth worst offense when it comes to three and outs over a span that had 480-something teams? There's something inept when that's the case. There's something broken when that's the case. I think there's something broken with the team. Here it is. They have gone three and out more than any other team this year by a mile, and the ninth most three and outs out of 448 teams dating back to 2012. That's not just offensive line play. That's something structurally broken. And there's more numbers in regards to hitch routes and what concepts they're running, how other teams know based off of the hitch routes. The Eagles' wild rate of third down hitch routes compares to, when you compare it to other Sirianni and Hurts seasons, it's the most extreme over the last 5 years by a large margin, almost at 30% on third downs. It's unreal. I think that's a problem. I really do. All right. We're late for a break here. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll wrap up the show with your calls. Appreciate your patience. It's Broads in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Broach with you for one more segment. You got Buzz coming up at 6, so make sure you stay locked and loaded. A lot of great conversation about Tanner McKee. Well, great. Some of it was, you know, one guy said, why are we valuing the Super Bowl more than this Commanders game? I'll say that again for you. One guy called in and asked, why does Jalen's Super Bowl mean more than if Tanner McKee plays well on Sunday? They're both one game. Let's stick in on our Twitter poll, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Dreaming of another chip? Make her feel like a world champion every day with the custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers, online at mark-jewelers.com. All right. The Twitter poll question, which you can follow me on Twitter at Broads81 to see more of the results and conversation throughout. Will you be comparing Tanner McKee to Hurts on Sunday? No at 75%, yes at 25%. So a quarter of Eagles fans are out there ready to snip at Jalen Hurts, if that's even the right word to use. You snip at someone? Does a dog snip you? Nip you.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm way off today.
Start nipping.
Nip you.
Jalen Hurts, yeah.
Nip you.
Yep.
See, I think I've done that maybe like 6 times today so far.
Yeah, it's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
Friday afternoon. After New Year's.
After New Year's. You're right. It's a good point. Let's get to the phones. Let's go to Jim. What's going on, Jim?
Rose.
Jim.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Jim?
Happy New Year to you and Luke.
Yeah, same to you.
Sidebar before I get to my Kevin Petullo thing. There's going to be a time where it's going to be the IBL show during drive time. Ike, Broads, and Luke.
Well, hopefully not for a long time, because we love Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Well, you can say what you want.
Well, but that's how I feel.
There we go.
Thanks, Jim.
So, with regards to KP, if you remember, all of a sudden we forget, we glamorize Kellen Moore. And the reality is, last year they had the little team meeting during the bye.
Yes, they did. Yep.
Changed everything up and went to a run-only offense. So KP's not dealing with the same deck, because offensive lines beat up. Stoutland University is getting a D this year, honestly, if you're going to grade them, all because of injury. So he doesn't have that to rely on. Granted, he doesn't have all the experience, but he is doing what, following the master plan that they followed over the last few years, whereas don't turn the ball over.
Right. No, you're right. Well, I guess my question would then be, Jim, and thank you for the call. I just want to make sure I get to everybody here who's been waiting patiently, is if you are a good offensive coordinator, if you have a plan and your said plan doesn't work, don't you got to find other ways to have success? And it's not apples to apples, obviously. That week 5 bye, there was a lot that came into play. But I think it's unfair to just look at the offensive line and say KP can't do anything more efficient because the offensive line's too banged up. I think he can do significantly more than what he's giving us from a scheme standpoint, even with this banged up offensive line. I believe that. Now, that doesn't mean the O-line's not a problem. This is clearly not the same O-line that we've been watching for decades, right? The year they got Brandon Brooks, that year was fantastic. Last year was phenomenal. We've seen some dominant, lethal, unbelievable offensive lines, and this one doesn't even come close to those. But I think a lot of these issues just start from the incompetence of the play caller. And Nick, too, if we're talking play design, but that's lacking, like, big time. Big time. Let's go to Ziggy in Lehigh Valley. What's up, Ziggy?
Brodes, you know I love you, dude, right?
Yes, I do.
And you know I love QB1 just the same way you do. I was mad at the draft pick, but when I saw him play, I was like, yes, we finally got a guy. But listen, man, you got me kind of ticked off.
What'd I do?
You got to stop saying that freaking Aaron Donald was the best D lineman to play the game.
Well, he's up there.
No, Reggie White. Look, Reggie White.
Fine. I'm with you. I got you.
Nobody's coming close to his numbers in games played.
Yeah, I'm just saying Aaron Donald. I'm just saying people make the argument that he's one of the most dominant defensive tackles that the league has ever seen. And my point is less about debating if there's anyone up there with him or if he's close Reggie White or whatever. But you know,
right? I just hate hearing it because you got to talk to Seth. You got to talk to dudes that had to block him. Aaron Donald. Yeah, but I'm telling you, Reggie. In his day, oh my God, dude!
No, I know. I've seen the numbers.
Matter.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to watch it live. But the numbers, dude. You just look at the numbers, and you can't even imagine how anybody could ever touch some of those numbers. It's just insane.
I'm telling you, in games played, he's the number one guy. But you know, it doesn't go like that because you know now there's more games and. You know, guys play 50, 60 more games to meet his numbers.
He
like
had 21 sacks in 1987.
That's in 12 games, right?
In 12 games, yeah. In 12 games.
You were what, 6 years old?
No, I wasn't born until 95.
You were born in 95?
Yeah, I'm 30.
Oh, my God.
I'm
okay,
30.
Yeah, all right. That explains it. But, yeah.
Dude, what does that explain?
Well, that the whole thing about looking at Aaron Donald.
Oh, okay,
and,
okay. I didn't know if you were referencing something else in life. That's all.
No, he's your generation, more your generation. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I've seen everybody since '66. I saw Joe Namath playing the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? So I was a little kid then.
Would you rather have Jalen?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, there's no quarterback out there I would rather have than him.
That's
nobody
right.
In the past or present. Absolutely not. I've seen them all, dude. And, yeah, he's got that. He just has a way to figure out how to beat you.
I know. And for some reason, we devalue that. And thank you, Ziggy. Again, I just want to make sure we're getting everybody's waiting patiently here. But I agree. He has it. He has it. I don't care if you don't like that we describe him that way. But we have it. He has it. Therefore, we do. Tom and Delco. What's up, Tom?
Hey, bro. I just wanted to quick comment on... You had mentioned about having the comparison between Tanner McKee and Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I am a huge Jalen fan, and he will potentially go down as the greatest QB of this franchise. But you'd have to be insane not to compare the two's performances. They're so different. I mean, Tanner's what, like 6'3", 6'4"? He's not going to have to cut off half the field to roll out, you know, to see over his offensive line. I mean, like I said, no, nothing against Jalen. Jalen's amazing, but, you know, he just doesn't – he literally cuts the field in half every time he rolls out to one side.
Yeah, but so, what happens when he doesn't roll it out and he stands in the pocket and throws the ball beautifully downfield right on the money to A.J. Brown?
And how often does that happen?
Enough to win Super Bowls or go to two Super Bowls.
Well, yeah, I mean, but the majority of his play comes off of the rollout, and that's where he is his most successful.
Okay, and that's enough to get us to the promised land.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes,
like I said,
but I'm saying if I watch this game and Tanner's good, though, what does that tell me? If it's not really, it's a week 18. I just think there's so much more to being a franchise quarterback for 5 years and to do it every day, to do it every week. And not to say McKee can't handle that, but to be a Super Bowl championship caliber quarterback, I can't compare week 18 against the Commanders to what Jalen has accomplished in his career.
No, absolutely. You can't. It's not apples to apples.
Right.
It's for sure not. But, I mean, you've got to, you know, kind of at least, I guess, look at it with the perspective of you know, this is what, his second or third start. It will be McKee's second or third start of his career. Because just that potential, that possibility of what he could be. I mean, like I said, I don't want to.
But what is that,
though? I'm not calling for Jalen's
job.
No,
I know. It doesn't sound like you. Honestly, I know when people are hating and they take it. It doesn't feel that you're even close to that. It feels like you're just genuinely, you know, talking about the intrigue by McKee. But I guess my point is, because we understand that Jalen has the ability to be what is, you know, a Super Bowl caliber type of quarterback, what does this mean for the viewing experience for McKee? You know, it's a strange one, but what are we watching this with the intent of? You know what I mean? I don't even know if that's the right question, but it's a confusing watch on Sunday.
Oh, it's for sure confusing. I honestly, I look at it as, you know, he goes out there and plays amazing, and then you have that trade chip in your pocket.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. I think you're right.
It's only gonna better the team in the long run.
Yeah. I think you may have nailed it, Tom. And thank you for the call. I think that's essentially what it ends up being, is a flip. But yeah, I can't compare 5 years of tape, 5 years of defensive coordinators. Think about what Vic Fangio can do with 5 years of tape on a quarterback compared to someone getting a second nod or a third nod and sort of an unknown. Hell, I think the first time we saw Jackson Dart, we had no clue what to do. And then now that you see more of Jackson Dart, and granted, they fired their coach and this guy comes in and blah, 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 they fire their defensive coordinator and it's hell over there, but games 1 and 2 of Jackson Dart, here's this adrenaline rush. And then here's game 7, 8, 9, 10 of Jackson Dart, and he looks like a quarterback that's going through a big-time learning curve. Well, there's a difference between a one-game sample size of an adrenaline rush late in the year when you're facing a team that wants to pack it up and go home, and a guy that is consistently putting you in a position to win the NFC East and to win playoff games. Again, he's not having his best year. He's not having his best season. But they're also coming off of winning the Super Bowl, including a Super Bowl MVP. Let's go to Maurice. What's up, Maurice?
Yo, what's up, bro?
What's up?
I am excited, man. I am a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to sound like a little bit of a hater because I know you're a Jalen guy. Trust me, I'm a Jalen guy, too.
Okay.
I just feel as though we always blame the offensive coordinators. And I feel like last year, we hid Jalen Hurts so well because we had Saquon Barkley running the ball outside of his mind. And we had a defense. What was our defense last year? It was definitely top five, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was up there for sure.
Yeah, so I always hear that you guys say that he's the best quarterback that the franchise has ever seen. I think the only thing that makes him the best quarterback that the franchise has ever seen is the Super Bowl. And I feel like Super Bowls are a team. They're just a team award.
It is,
now,
but the quarterback plays a big... I agree with you. I do agree with you. Like, I do think people fail to realize that it takes an O-line. It takes a wide receiving group. It takes a quarterback. It takes a head coach.
Exactly.
It takes a... It does, but the quarterback touches the ball every single snap and plays a big role. I think it's unfair to say they hid him. I think he was a part of the team's success, and he was a big reason why they were successful just as much as anybody else. He's the quarterback of the team.
I understand that, and I agree with that. I just feel as though when we evaluate players, the way I do it, mm-hmm. I go off individual accolades first, then I add team.
Right, which now, that's the only reason why I find that interesting is because that's so against Jalen that if you do watch it through that lens, and you're entitled to do that, I'm not telling you you can't do that, but that would be a tough way to grade Jalen because he's the almost opposite guy of that where he doesn't care if he's got 5 yards and he wins the game and you watch it through a lens where it's individual first and he doesn't, and then that makes it a weird grading scale. But that doesn't mean you're wrong to watch it that way. It just goes, I could understand Jalen grading poorly in your mathematical equation. That's all.
No, it's not even so much as grading poorly because he has huge accolades. He has a Super Bowl MVP, and in my opinion, he should have had a regular season MVP. But I'm talking about the things we can measure tangibly. Like, he's not the best thrower of the football. I think he's a phenomenal football player. But throwing the – when I think of quarterbacks, I'm old school. I was born in 88. So when I think of football, when I think of quarterbacks, I think of throwing the ball. Like, as a football player, you can't name, I can't name a lot of football players that are better than Jalen Hurts. And I think winning does help him out a lot. I just feel as though he can throw the ball a little better. He has the weapons. He has a great defense. There's no way that he should be having the season that he's having right now. A.J. Brown might be a little bit of the problem with all his nonsense, but
yeah, he's not playing his best ball.
Guy. He's been my guy since Alabama. I just want him. I'm just yearning for that 5,000 passing yard season.
And listen, dude, if we ever get that, I'm going to be the most insufferable human. And Maurice, thank you, dude. I appreciate you. I really do. I appreciate you. I do get a little upset when people say he's not a good thrower of the football. Dude, his deep throws are serious. Now, are there parts of his throwing that isn't the best? Sure. But he can throw the ball better than people says he can throw the ball. Like, there are certain throws in the repertoire that might not be his best. He's better with the deep throw. He's better with some of the accuracy there. And, you know, maybe over the middle, certain throws aren't his comfort zone. But I still think he throws the ball a lot better than what people say he can do. He doesn't throw it like Josh Allen. The way I label it is this. I think he's an efficient thrower. I don't think he's a high-volume thrower. Is that fair?
That is fair. His deep ball is very good, mm-hmm. and for the most part, he's very accurate.
Yeah.
Some of the accuracy has been hit or miss this year for the most part. But where he's lacking as a thrower of the football is just the over-the-middle stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, we've seen enough now to where we know he doesn't want to throw over the middle between.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.